Let's talk about profit targets. Now I'm in Sydney. Hi, this is Andrew Mitchum here, the Forex Trading Coach, and today's Thursday, the 18th of July, and I'm in Sydney here for two reasons. One, I'm here representing New Zealand at the World Karate Champs, and two, there's the Sydney Forex Expo on this weekend, so two reasons to be here. Remember, when it comes to being away, traveling, look at daily charts, concentrate on those. It means that you can actually travel and trade. You don't need to be watching 5-minute charts, 1-minute charts, and that's something that so many new people come to me with that problem. They're always focused on watching the charts all day and night and basically end up losing money. So my advice is always to go to those longer time frame charts. When I'm at home, it's the 1-hour charts, the 4-hour charts, and the dailies. Now I'm traveling, like here, it's the daily charts. Let's also talk about profit targets. This time last week, we talked about stop loss placement. Another problem that so many people have is where to put the profit target. Now, I like to put my profit target in there for a technical reason. When I've got the trade in there, I've got the profit target in there, let the trade do its own thing. Two ways of really managing it. I prefer set and forget, leaving the trade alone. I've placed my profit target there for a reason. So I'm anticipating the market's going to get there. So let it do its thing. The other way you could trade, of course, is to manage the trade slightly on a candle by candle basis. So if the trade, let's say you're buying a currency pair and you suddenly saw, after your trade had been in for a number of hours on an hour chart, you suddenly saw a reversal pattern, then that's the time to look at managing the trade. You could close part of your position, you could completely exit the whole position, or you could just move stops up to break even or to some profit, depending on what the trade is. So managing your trade is really important as well, and whichever method you take, whether it's the management of the trade or the set and forget approach, just do that consistently. And so really that's the main thing that I wanted to point out there. The other thing is also use my lot size calculator. Take away pips from your trading. Keep your trade having an equal risk, doesn't matter what the pair, what the time frame. Use that lot size calculator. It helps control your emotions within your trading also. And lastly, I wanted to talk about the Experienced Traders webinars that I've been holding now for a couple of weeks. Just fantastic feedback from people, and also people also commenting on really how simple a good trading strategy is. You don't need to overcomplicate things. So some people are looking for this hugely complicated method of trading because people have the idea that the more complicated the strategy, the more important and the higher profitable that strategy will be. Not the case at all, absolutely not the case. Good trading is about doing the same thing over and over again, and it's about keeping things simple. So if you've not attended one of my webinars yet, either the Newer Traders webinar or the Experienced Traders webinar, make sure you get on those. Lots of really good tips and valuable information there. So that's all for now. I'm off to enjoy the great sights of Sydney and the Opera House behind me here. Look forward to talking to you this time next week.